Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we kind of get into our habit of waking up, eating, going potty, going to work. Some of us are going to work, maybe logging into work, maybe going to school, meeting up with our friends, watching some movies, going to some parties, going to bed. And we could just kind of stay in our own circle. Some of us don't even leave a 5-mile radius. And we could be in our city or our community or neighborhood for months or years without even thinking about what's going on in the outside world. But the truth of the matter is we're, if we're living in America, we're Americans. And being American and being a part of America and our country is interwoven into our daily fabric of life. Whether it's us paying taxes, whether it's us enjoying our freedom or our schools, or the roads, but being American is multifaceted, and if you love your life, and you love your home, and you love your neighborhood, you would think you would also love your country. If anything were to happen to our country, in the olden days, it was a no-brainer. You bear arms, you follow you answer the call to be there and to protect your community, your neighbors, your family, your country without a second of hesitation. Well, an interesting poll is looking at what young adults think, and strikingly, only 18% of respondents, it's a small poll, but an 18% of respondents were extremely proud to be American. Now, that makes us a little nervous. Now, somebody could say, well, you know, they're Democrat. No, I don't think that means you're Democrat or Republican, because there's a lot of Republicans that are not happy with the country either. If you're not happy about the country you live in, and you don't like what is being taught in our schools, or how our roads are being done, or what our tax dollars are going for, that might eat away at your patriotism. Now, somebody would say, you know, whether someone's patriotic or not, who cares? If they're not patriotic, who needs them? Well, our military may need them. Right? If we ever go to war, we are going to have to draft, because most likely we are not going to have enough volunteers. If only 18% of young individuals are extremely patriotic, that means 82% of these individuals might not really jump to put their lives on the line to protect a country they aren't excited about. And so being patriotic and loving your country should be a choice, but it's more of a choice than it used to be. I mean, just like family. Now, we may not like a lot of people in our family. They say you can't choose your family, but there's a duty to your family. There's a duty to your country. And if somebody says they don't like the country, they might be able to get out of that duty. That's not very helpful, especially when we have other entities out there in this world who would love to wipe us off the face of the earth. But if other countries see that their own population, our own population, doesn't like America, that's a problem. I mean, when my father came to this country with his parents were able to get a visa 20 years after the Holocaust, and it took us 20 years to be able to come to America, but we'll take it. They learned the language, they became citizens, and they were Americans. They loved their country, and they did what was asked in terms of what they needed to do as citizens and be a part of American culture. And I'm noticing many immigrants love the country more than citizens. So what does that mean? Well, as I predicted, and I have said for years now, that our democracy is falling apart. And one reason why our democracy falls apart is when people don't feel their voices heard. The reason why we're a democracy is we voters have a say. We American citizens have a say. And in terms of our safety, in terms of us being able to protect our homes, in terms of us being able to cook with whatever appliances, for us to be able to vote and know that person got into office fair and square, in terms of where our tax dollars go, in terms of preservation of our religion, preservation of who we are and who we want to be, in terms of gender. And so when you have individuals on both sides going, they're not listening, they don't care, they don't feel they're being represented. And so if you don't, our representative democracy, if it doesn't represent you, then they feel like this isn't my country. Just like when people said, this isn't my president, this isn't my president. You know, people feel that when they get that divided in politics, they will almost denounce their Senate. Look at how many stars said, you know, if Trump wins, I'm leaving America. Now, they didn't leave America, so I guess they love America enough to stay. But, I mean, do you realize how lucky you are that we're still in this country? And I get it. This country has problems. And I know a lot of individuals do not like where it's going. And they don't want to put their life on the line to save people who are that divided from them, whether they're right or left. But we need to figure out how to unify and love our country again, or we won't have a country to protect. Axios shares this poll showing pride in national identity is lowest among those 18 to 34. Gallup poll, Americans 55 and older were nearly three times more likely to be prideful in their nationality than younger generations. Only 39% of U.S. adults are extremely proud to be American. Only 18% of the 18 to 34-year-olds said the same. So, I mean, I'm grateful. I don't think people understand how bad it is in other places. Well, but we do need to make sure that our voices are heard, and it's not just the select few that run everything. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So after the congressional hearing yesterday on transgender youth and transitioning in sports, one of you had written and said they should make the teachers shower in front of men and then see and then see how they choose sides when it comes to female athletes and transgender competitors and teammates. I don't have their email in front, but basically you get the gist. So one of the big concerns that a lot of parents have when we talk about sports is not only the fact that their daughter might not be able to compete, but that the locker room issues. And during the congressional hearing, the testimony of Paula Scanlon, a former NCAA Division I swimmer and advisor at the Independent Women's Forum, talked about some of the concerns with female athletes who are uncomfortable undressing in front of, quote, a 6 foot, 4 foot tall biological male with fully intact male genitalia. Now, Ms. Scanlon told lawmakers yesterday that my teammates and I were forced to undress in the presence of Leah, a 6 foot, 4 inch tall biological male with fully intact male genitalia, 18 times a week. Some girls opted to change in bathroom stalls. Others used the family bathroom to avoid this. She expressed the frustration and humiliation the female swimmers felt as they raised complaints with the athletic department, only to be told that Thomas's presence was non-negotiable. The university official suggested that counseling would re-educate the women athletes to become comfortable with the idea of being naked in front of a male. To sum up the university's response, she said, "We, the women, were the problem, not the victims." Ms. Scanlon said, "We were expected to conform, to move over and shut up. Our feelings didn't matter. The university was gaslighting and fear-mongering women to validate the feelings and identity of a male." Now, you know, I'm very kind of mixed and torn on this topic, because the true number of gender dysphoric transgender individuals is a small percentage, and having a transgender individual in the family, I understand them wanting to transition. I understand that they are humans and should have equal rights as well. But many of the transgender individuals I know are very cognizant of people's apprehension when it comes to changing together in bathrooms and things like that. And they're very aware, and they want to work with the other individuals. And so when I hear that there's a transgender athlete, you know, and they are, or a transgender individual that wants to be a part of a sorority, it's not that uncommon for that person to have a conversation with the other and say, "Look, you know, thank you for me being here, but if you're uncomfortable, I can change here, or I can whatever. You know, I don't want my presence to cause, we're a team. I want us to be a team. Talk to me." But instead, and I don't know if that's what happened with Leah, but instead, we have 18 times a week women feeling like they have to be naked in front of a biological male, even if he is, she is declaring herself as female. Leah lived as a male, and originally, and makes them uncomfortable. Now, this never was an issue before, because of Title IX. Title IX protects anybody on a school campus from feeling sexually harassed or needing to undress or be naked or vulnerable in front of somebody they're uncomfortable being in front of. That could even include somebody who could be lesbian. But if somebody is exposed to nudity, such as a dirty joke, such as somebody showing, flashing them, somebody making a dirty joke, somebody invading their privacy, Title IX was airtight. That school would lose their, could lose their financing and get a government funding in a heartbeat if a female felt harassed, vulnerable, assaulted, and outright loss of privacy. All of a sudden, in the last couple years, Title IX doesn't seem to exist. Now, you still can't tell dirty jokes. You still can't hit on a female, per se. But forcing not having proper privacy facilities and forcing to be naked in front of somebody you don't want to be, that now definitely falls into that purview. The problem is these schools are stuck between a rock and a hard place. They have been threatened to lose their funding if they don't allow transgender individuals to share locker rooms and bathrooms. So I'm not exactly sure what then happened to Title IX. This was never an issue because a female never had to be undressed or naked in front of a male if they didn't want to be. In a classroom, you didn't have to talk about genitalia. You didn't have to explain your sexual preferences. Yet Las Vegas right now, school's getting sued because the child's, the teenager's homework assignment was to do a monologue with a male classmate telling him and staring at his genitals, he was dressed, that she didn't want that in her. Okay, this is what Title IX is supposed to protect against. So what's happened is society has moved so quickly on this, trying to figure out what side is the safest, that they've really put themselves open to a lot of liability. And I don't know if judges are going to change their mind on what Title IX is so that transgender individuals could still be in the locker rooms and share locker room space with those not of their same biological sex. UPenn's athletic director has been highlighted in some articles. Alana Shanahan is serving her third year as director of athletics and recreation at the University of Pennsylvania. During her tenure, Penn has received a lot of competitive. UPenn has, I guess, director 60th. They've outperformed in over 350 Division I programs, and I guess they won the Learfield Director's Cup. And anyway, they also have secured 9 regular season conference team championships and 5 postseason conference titles. The problem is that Shanahan is now under the microscope of what's going on with the Leah Thomas scandal. So Thomas was a part of the male team, transitioned in 2019 to join the female team in 2021. That has concerned some of the other parents and females on the team, and the NCAA isn't necessarily responding back. The athletic director sent a message to the team saying the school fully supports all of its swimming student athletes and wants to help our community navigate Leah's success in the pool this winter. She directed those feeling upset about the situation to utilize robust resources available to them, including psychological counseling. So, you know, Scanlon had testified that this is representative of a greater issue, the destruction of free speech. Today, any discussion maintaining the sanctity of women's spaces is labeled transphobic, bigoted, and hateful. What's bigoted and hateful, discrimination against women, and the efforts to erase women and our equal opportunities, dignities, and safe spaces. So that was part of the congressional hearing. And like I said, I'm mixed because, you know, women now are being out, they're being beaten by transgender athletes, by transgender beauty queens, as we saw with the Netherlands. And so will women ever be able to compete if they're always up against somebody who is a biological male or a transgender female? And so we almost kind of lost sight of, you know, all the progress we made for women being able to do things and excel at certain things that men can do. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Survivors of sexual assault by former USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar suing MSU over what they call secret decisions regarding releasing documents in the case. The White House says that the president will not pardon son Hunter Biden. A hearing will resume today to determine the sentence for a Michigan school shooter, Ethan Crumbly, pleading guilty last year to all charges in the killing of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. A ruling is expected in the coming days. The heat in Phoenix, Arizona is literally deadly. The Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office says their capacity is at 106% amidst a heat wave that's brutal, even by Phoenix standards. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a couple weeks ago, there was a story of a 25-year-old woman who claimed she saw a baby or a toddler on the side of the road, then vanished for 2 days, came back looking like she was beat up or hurt, and then saying her abductor held her, but she was able to escape. And we've been dying to hear what happened, how she was able to escape, what she did right that could help so many others who sadly become victims of trafficking and abduction. Well, we come to find out she's been arrested and charged with faking her own abduction. She's actually been charged with two misdemeanor charges of filing a false report. She faces up to 2 years in jail and $6,000 in fines. She was released from jail after posting a $2,000 bond. So what happened was on July 13th, she was allegedly driving home from work in Hoover, Alabama. She called 911 claiming she had seen a toddler in a diaper on the side of the road. She then called her brother's girlfriend claiming the same thing. And then she screamed down the phone. Then nobody saw her for 2 days. She came back to her parents' house with a cut lip and being told that she was snatched by a man who had orange hair, who held her captive for 2 days before she managed to escape. Now, could it have been a delusion? Could it have been schizophrenia? Not sure exactly why she felt the need to make that up. But Hoover police said that she had incriminating Google search history that included the terms, do you have to pay for an Amber Alert? And also did research on the movie Taken. I guess that was Liam Neeson. Now, I don't really know much about what somebody would gain by doing this, but apparently Hoover Police Chief Nick Durzis has announced criminal charges against her. Now, her family is fairly well-to-do. We're being told by Daily Mail they live in an $800,000 house. They all hold steady jobs. She is a spa therapist. Her mom's a realtor. Her dad is a vice president at a bank. So not sure why. Now, some rumors say that maybe the motive was she wanted to win back the attention of her boyfriend. They had just recently split, so she was trying to get his attention. And the boyfriend did, want to. I remember the boyfriend was active and, asking for people to help find her. But now I guess he's distanced himself once the story began to unravel. Now, from what we're understanding, over $100,000 was spent to try to find her. And so is she going to pay that back? We haven't really had comments yet from the family, but I know some of you are thinking, what is going on? Well, I can't speak for somebody that would allegedly fabricate all this. But I have seen people do stupid things when they get dumped or split. And love makes you do crazy things. Now, sometimes the reason why the split happened is somebody has mental illness. And so the mental illness could be there before. But I have seen people who were just, they never had an issue before, good job, good student, and when a relationship goes sour, they just turn into different people. And they might justify it saying, but this is my meant to be. You need to fight for your relationships. I want to show I'm fighting for that person, and I'm invested in them, and they're who I love. And you might go, oh, that sounds so romantic. But on the other end, it may look like they're stalking and obsessive. It's interesting. I'll ask people, how did they meet? And some of the conversations would be out of a, I don't want to say a horror movie, but the beginning of one, where the person basically stalked them. Met this person, liked them, but wasn't really too sure. Then all of a sudden they showed up at work. And then they showed up at my favorite, park. And they would bring me flowers. And they go, I'm not going to give up until you give me a date. And then I fell in love. And I'm like, okay, that would kind of creep me out. But that's what some of the old movies would do, where they would be at the door or at the window throwing rocks at your window so you would open up and say hi. And they're like, oh, will you come down and see me? I mean, if anybody came to my house at 2 in the morning and started throwing rocks at my window, I'd call the police. Or I'd say, I have a gun, get the hell out of here. But that was supposed to be romantic at some point. And so some people don't know the difference between romantic or trying to fight for their loved ones or get somebody back and being almost obsessive or delusional, allegedly. And I get it. I mean, I've been in love. Personally, if my husband left me, I really don't think I would be going through any of these gymnastics, right, to try to get him back. Definitely don't want to go to jail. If he doesn't want to be with me, he doesn't want to be with me. But I, you know, and I've been dumped so many times that I never really asked to get the person back. Because for me, if they dumped me, I don't want to relive that. And also, and I don't know if this helped, but I didn't sleep with people right away. That was one of the reasons why I got dumped. One of the reasons why I got dumped so many times is because they wanted sex on the first date or second date or whatever, and I'm like, well, no. So maybe I wasn't that emotionally invested. But you fall for somebody, and then you sleep with them, or you give them your virginity or whatever, and you commit thinking they're the ones, only for them to go and sleep with your best friend the next day or same day, you're going to be crushed. So I, you could say I was prude, but for me, I'm like, I'm not going to sleep with somebody who's going to dump me. And I have no time to get an STD. I got to get into medical school. I have to get a 3.9 plus GPA, not to mention support myself working 3 part-time jobs. No time to get pregnant, no time to get an STD. If I really, really like them, I'll sleep with them. But if I don't, I think they're going to dump me, no. So, yeah, I didn't really have the most robust love life. But you have other individuals that are, you know, they really invest in that relationship. And power to them. I think it's nice when you put effort into a relationship. The only problem is, you know, sex can complicate things. Or your emotional investment could complicate things. See, I always had one foot out the door expecting to get dumped. And maybe I lost out on some really good relationships. But if the guy didn't want to wait and dump me, it was a good decision for me. And I'm not saying we have to teach everybody to wait till they're married or anything like that, but, you know, I see so many times people are just crushed. They can't go to work. They can't go to school. They can't face others. They even are suicidal getting dumped. And as I open this show, you know, true life is you getting dumped, is you having heartbreak. We don't train our kids for that. You're going to fall in love with somebody. You're going to think they are going to be your meant to be, and they're going to dump you or cheat on you. That's part of life. You know, be prepared for that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys know that there are back-to-school sales tax holidays that some states will, I guess, wipe off for a couple, either for certain products or for a couple days, the sales tax, to give families relief from soaring prices? 19 states did this last year. Now we're down to 17, because I guess Illinois and Virginia aren't doing it now. But apparently school supplies have climbed to 28% from last year. Even though annual inflation went down to 3% from 9.1% last year, as I told you, I don't really care what the federal number is because sandwiches at a restaurant are 60% higher than they were 2 years ago. Gas is higher. I'm looking at clothes, 33% higher. So I'm not exactly sure what the inflation is because I'm looking at what things cost. Cat food is more expensive, poo-poo powder, all of it seems to be more expensive. So, but apparently many adults are worried about back-to-school items for their kids. So they say a great way to save money each year is to take advantage of sales tax holidays to cut costs. It's according to savings.com. There's participating states, about 17 of them. Double check where you live to see how you can take advantage of it. So get this. In Alabama, I didn't know this, otherwise I would have told you guys in Alabama, but from July 21st to July 23rd, clothing was $100, was tax-free if it was under $100. Computers were tax-free if it was under $750. School supplies, up to about $50 per item, were tax-free. And then books up to $30 each. That was between July 22nd and July 23rd. In Arkansas, between August 5th and 6th, some clothing accessory or equipment, school supplies, and electronic devices would be tax-free. And I know some of you guys are like, whoa, I need a new laptop. It might be tax-free. Arkansas, August 5th to August 6th. Connecticut, from August 20th to 26th, clothing and footwear, but not athletic wear, $100 or less per item could be tax-free. So I know some of you are like, okay, I need new ski clothes. I don't think that counts. Florida, from July 24th to August 6th, clothing, footwear, certain school supplies, learning aids, jigsaw puzzles, personal computer, and computer-related accessories of $1,500 or less for non-commercial home and personal use. In Iowa, August 4th to 5th, clothing could be tax-free. Maryland, August 13th to the 19th, clothing and backpacks and book bags. Massachusetts, August 12th to the 13th, many retail items as well as clothing. Mississippi is passed. Oh, no. Actually, Mississippi just started. July 28th to July 29th, clothing up to $100 per item, if you want to get on that. In Missouri, between August 4th through the 6th, clothing, school supplies, computer software, personal computers, computer peripheral devices, graphing calculators, tax-free. Saves you some bucks. New Jersey, from August 26th to September 4th, computers, school art supplies, school computer supplies, school instructional materials, school supplies, sport and recreational equipment. In New Mexico, August 4th to the 16th, clothing, desktops, laptops, notebook computers, computer hardware, and school supplies. Ohio, August 4th through the 6th, clothing, school supplies, and school instructional material. Oklahoma, August 4th through the 6th, clothing. South Carolina, August 4th through the 6th, tax-free. Computers and printers, school supplies, clothing, bed and bath items in South Carolina. In Tennessee, July 28th to 30th, clothing, school art supplies, computer, laptops. In Texas, from August 11th to 13th, clothing, footwear, school supplies, backpacks. In West Virginia, from August 4th to the 7th, clothing up to $125 an item, laptops, school instruction materials, school supplies, and sports equipment. So people ask, why are Illinois and Virginia not doing it this year? Apparently the General Assembly, the Virginia's tax holiday expired July 1, and the General Assembly did not extend or pass new ones. So Illinois also didn't renew it. You know, we'll see. Illinois does continue to offer 25% education expense tax credit on back-to-school items. Total tax credit cannot exceed $750, regardless how many children you have. So it's fascinating. I mean, if you're able to save some money, do it. I had no idea. No idea that you could save some money that way. I thought, you know, if there's a sales tax, there's a sales tax. So, you know, yeah. So I'm gonna post this, okay? I'm gonna say, pretty cool, check this out. Because I want you guys to save money. But I live in Nevada, so we don't get to take advantage of that, but that's okay. Well, I think we should. I think all states should do that. That's kind of cool. And you know what? It also does help the economy because it gives a boost to people buying? Like if I lived in one of those states, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go shopping on these days. You know, that, I don't know. But 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So starting next week, remember the incandescent light bulb ban? Apparently that starts next week. And we would only be able to purchase LED lights from retailers. The official ban on incandescent light bulbs are going to effect next week. On Tuesday, it'll be illegal for stores to sell them. It's also going to be illegal for companies to manufacture them. Now, some of you are like, well, oh my gosh, I own a bunch. It's okay to own. You will not go to jail for owning an incandescent GE, we bring good things to life. Those light bulbs? No, you won't go to jail. It's not illegal to still have them. But the federal government's warning started in January and have been getting a little bit more aggressive because they want to ban the manufacturing and selling of incandescent bulbs. It says it's going to help Americans save money and help the environment. Now we have to purchase LED or fluorescent light bulbs, which I think really mess with our circadian rhythm, cause headaches. And I think there was some studies looking at cancer risk. So I'm a little bit mixed on this. The Department of Energy says LED lights provide more light. It's true they do. Using 75% less energy, they last 25 times longer than incandescent light bulbs. Plus, LED lights are estimated to save families $100 per year. The problem is the LED lights are more expensive. Incandescent light bulbs are cheaper. LED light bulbs, according to Lifehacker, cost $5 to $7. Incandescent light bulbs, $2 to $3 a bulb. But they say LED bulbs save you money because they last longer and use less of your energy bill. So the U.S. government says it's going to save Americans $3 billion a year and substantially reduce carbon dioxide emissions. So we'll see. I wonder if there's been fire sales on these. Because you would think if a store had to get rid of them, that sell them for like 99 cents. So maybe you guys will be able to get light bulbs also pretty cheap by Tuesday. Can't be sold anymore. One thing we're going to be talking about next week is there are states in America that are the least prepared for extreme weather. Now, these states might not be as ready for storms, extreme heat, cold. And some of these include New York, Alabama, Wisconsin, South Carolina, California, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, Florida, and Louisiana. I know Hillary Clinton blamed the weather on Republicans, but it looks like whether you're a blue state or red state, you could still be at risk to the weather. So I don't know if I would be blaming just one political party. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.